那我们今天信息的主题呢，就是得救的真确据。
The topic for today's message is true assurance in salvation.
那其实今天的信息是我上一个信息的一个延续。
Actually, this message is a follow-up message from my last sermon.
那我所以要花一点点时间来看一看我们上次谈了什么。
So we'll spend a little time to recap what we've learned last time.
那上一次我带大家看在救恩里面我们需要忍耐到底才能够得救。
In my previous message, we looked at how a person needs to persevere on this road of salvation in order to be saved.
那这是主耶稣他自己的教导。
And this is the Lord Jesus' own teaching.
比如说在马太福音的24章12到13节。
For example, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 12 to 13.
主耶稣也曾经说过，若有人要跟从他，就当舍己背起他的十字架，天天去跟从他。
Jesus had also taught that if anyone should follow him, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow him.
那当然是要跟从他到底了。
And that, of course, means to follow him right through to the end.
但是让我们惊讶的就是，现在外面很流行的一个教导却说。
But what surprises us is that a lot of popular teaching nowadays.
那现今普遍的教导是说，在开始的时候相信呢，你就必然会得救。
Well, you just believe at the start and you'll be saved.
但是我很惊讶地发现，这是跟主耶稣的教导是完全恰恰相反的。
But we're astonished to find that this type of popular teaching is exactly the opposite from what Jesus himself taught.
那流行的教导说，只要一个人在开始的时候相信，基督他死为你而死，为你的罪而死，然后三天复活。
Well, popular teaching says that as long as you believe that Jesus died for you and on the third day he was raised,
那你也相信他，接受他为你个人的救主，
and you accept him as your personal savior,
那就可以了，你
and that's
就
it.
已经得救。
You are saved.
不论将来你的生命是怎么样去过活的、过生活的，
No matter how you live your life after that,
不论你是否活出一个按着主的话语活出一个圣洁的生命也好，
whether you lead a holy life as you should,
还是你已经又落入在最终。
or whether you're once again back in sin,
都没有关系，只要你开始的相信，就一定能够得救。
all that doesn't matter because as long as you believe right from the beginning, you will be saved.
所以我们对比起来，确实是让人一个很伤心的情况。
So when we see these differences in the teaching, it really causes grief in our hearts.
那好多人都接受了这样子错误的教导。
A lot of people, however, accept such kind of false teaching.
主耶稣的教导却是相反的。他说，跟从他的人，他的门徒需要忍耐到底，要忠心到底，才能够得救。
But we see that Jesus' teaching is the opposite from popular teaching. He says that a person must persevere to the end, to follow him to the end in order to be saved, to be faithful until the end.
但是我们要问，为什么这么多的人接受了这样子错误的教导呢？只要在开始的相信就可以得救。
But the question we need to ask is why would so many people believe or accept such false teaching?
那其中一个相信大家不难想到的原因就是，这样的教导非常听起来非常的舒服。
Well, it shouldn't be hard to understand, because such popular teaching is easy, is comfortable to our ease.
是不需要付上代价，或者是不需要付上太多的代价就可以得了。
We don't need to pay much cost or only a little cost, and in order to be saved.
那另外一个吸引的地方就是，你只要一开始相信，那之后不论做什么都没关系，那反而是有一个得救的确据。
And another appealing point is that, well, once you believe and you are saved, it kind of gives you a sense of assurance of
那
salvation.
觉得自己已经得救很稳妥。
Makes you feel that you're very secure, you're saved.
但是我们发现这样子得救的确据却是没有圣经的支持的。
But we need to discern that this type of assurance is actually not based on the Bible.
那比如说在不好意思，刚才忘记按了。这个是主耶稣的教导还有现今普遍的教导的一个对比。
Sorry, just now I forgot to press the PowerPoint, and here you can see a contrast between the Lord Jesus' teaching and today's popular teaching.
那比如说在希伯来书的三章十四节。
Let's just look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14.
这里我用中文为大家读，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。那大家留意若坚持到底啊，这几个字。
Let's just pay attention to these words. If indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end, hold firm to the end.
所以圣经的教导是好像这里所说的，神的确为我们在基督里预备了救恩。
Well, the biblical teaching is that just like what is said in this verse, God through Christ has prepared for us salvation.
但是人也有人要负上的责任。
But we also have our responsibilities.
就是要坚持到底。
And that is, we have to persevere till the end.
最终才能够得到在确实的得着在基督里的救恩。
It's only through perseverance till the end that we will have the salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么既然刚才我们看从开始相信就永远就得救这样的教导是不正确的，那是否正确的教导就失去了一个得救的确据呢？
Just now we talked about this false teaching of believing at the start and you will have a so-called assurance of your salvation. Does that mean believing in the correct teaching would forfeit us of a true assurance?
因为刚才我们的经文还有主耶稣的教导都说要忍耐到底，要坚持到底。
Because the passage we just read, or in other passages that Jesus taught, it all talks about the need to persevere till the end for you to be saved.
那坚持到底才可以得救。那是否在最终的一刻之前，我们都是在处在一种不确定的状态里面呢？
So does that then mean before we get to the final point, we actually are always in a state of uncertainty? Concerning our salvation.
就好像我们现在人处在英国。
Just like how we are now living in the UK.
那如果我们不确定我们是否在英国，那就变成一种很奇怪的情况。
And if you say, actually, I'm not certain whether I am in the UK, that's very strange.
那可能这个人这一秒钟说我不在英国，但是下一秒钟又说我好像又在英国。
Almost like someone who said, I'm in the UK now, but the next minute he then says, I'm not actually in the UK.
那是否在神的心意里面要忍耐到底，意味着我们在最后一刻之前都是不确定我们自己是否得救的呢？
So, do you think it's God's will for us to be in a state of uncertainty until we get to the very final point?
那这是一个重要的一个问题。
This is a very important question.
其实如果我们按照圣经去看，不是这样的一个情况。
But actually, if we study the Bible carefully, you'll find that this is not the case.
圣经的确告诉我们，那些属于神的人是有确据的。
The Bible clearly tells us those who truly believe in God does have assurance of their salvation.
所以今天我会带大家从主的话语去看圣经里面谈到救恩的这个真正的一个确据。
So today we're going to look at various Bible passages that talk about true assurance of our salvation.
那我们一起看罗马书的第六章第四到五节。
Let's just first look at Romans chapter 6 verses 4 to 5.
那我请 Grace 用英语为我们读出来。
Romans chapter 6 verses 4 to 5. Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death.So that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
那这段经文的内容是非常的丰富，那时间的缘故我们就不会详细的去解释。
There's a lot of material in this passage, so we won't look at each part in detail because of time constraint.
但是从这两节经文我们可以观察到神的救恩计划是怎样的。
But we can make some observation concerning God's salvation plan.
在神的救恩计划里，他设立了耶稣基督为人的救主。
In God's plan for salvation, He has ordained Jesus Christ to be our Savior.
而一个与基督联合的人他是有救恩得救的确据的。
And the person who is united with Christ has true assurance in salvation.
不论是从第四节这里谈到的洗礼。
Whether it's through baptism, as we see in verse 4,
当一个人与基督联合，一同与他埋葬的时候，那是有新，就是能够从神领受新的生命。
As we read that through baptism you're united with Christ, so you're buried with Him, and through that God also grants you new life.
那一个人如果继续跟基督联合的时候，在将来也有一个复活的盼望。
And when a person is truly united with Christ, actually in the future, he also has this hope of resurrection in the future.
所以不论是现在还是将来，主的话语告诉我们，在神的救恩里的计划里面，真的确据是来自一个人是否现在与基督是联合的。
So whether we are talking about now or in the future, the word of God clearly tells us,It all depends on whether we are united with Christ today.
那我大家留意，我说是现在与基督联合。
Please pay attention to these words. I'm talking about right now, whether we are united with Christ.
并不是说只是比如说三四年前或者是一年前在洗礼的时候与基督联合那一次而已。
So I'm not talking about your baptism a few years back, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, when you were united with him through baptism.
因为如果我们曾经与基督联合，但现在已经不再与他联合的话呢，那我们的救恩是有一个很大的问号的。
Because if we were once united with Christ, but today we are no longer connected with him, united with him, then we should have a question mark concerning our salvation.
那所以从观察这两节经文，我们明白到圣经里面谈到的真确据是来自于一个人对基督的联合。
So from all this, we can conclude that a person's true assurance in salvation depends on his union with Christ.
那大家听与基督联合，不知道你心里面想到了什么呢
？I wonder what comes to your mind when we talk about being united with Christ.
似乎非常的抽象。
Is it abstract to you?
那我们怎么样才能够明白什么叫做与基督联合呢
？So how are we to understand what it means to be united with Christ?
那其实，在神的智慧里面，他已经帮助我们可以很好的去理解他了。
Actually, in God's wisdom, He has already provided a means for us to understand.
那我们再看另外一节的经文。
Let's just look at another passage.
是在哥林多前书的6:15-17。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15-17.
这段经文我为大家用中文读出来。哥林多前书6:15-17，岂不知道你们的身子是基督的肢体吗？我可将基督的肢体作为娼妓的肢体吗？断乎不可。岂不知与娼妓联合的，便是与他成为一体吗？因为经上说，二人要成为一体，但与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。那这段经文是保罗对哥林教会的一个提醒，提醒他们不要落入到这个淫乱的罪里面。
This passage was actually Paul's reminders to the Corinthians church concerning the sin of adultery.
那特别我们要留意的就是第十七节，这里保罗谈到与主联合的。那他这里帮助我们明白与基督联合究竟是什么含义。
And especially in verse 17, it talks about this picture of being united with Christ, so it helps us to understand the meaning of union with Christ.
那如果我们对比上文，就是16节还有17节的时候，会发现这里有一个对比。
We'll notice the contrast being made here, especially in verse 16 and beginning of 17.
那保罗把神在创世纪对一个男人跟女人一个 再来呼应里面所说的这样的联合，去对比我们跟基督联合的这样的关系。
Paul is using a picture of the union between man and woman, in Genesis, to help us understand our union with Christ.
所以，意思就是这样的对比帮助我们从一件我们熟悉的事情，就是婚姻去理解我们跟基督的联合。
So can you see that God is actually using a picture that's familiar to us, marriage, to help us understand what it means to be united with Christ?
所以接下来我们的时间就会从男女婚姻的这样的关系来明白与基督联合的含义。
So in the following time, we're going to look at marriage, this union between man and woman, husband and wife, in order to understand our union with Christ.
这也是为什么耶稣常常用一些的比喻的手法来帮助我们明白神的国里面的事情。
And this is like how Jesus also uses a lot of parables to help us understand the deep things of God, concerning the kingdom of God.
那所以我们也要意会得到我们跟基督的联合不就等同于男女结婚这件事情。
And of course, we are to bear in mind the union with Christ isn't equivalent, exactly the same as a man being united with his wife.
是如同这样的关系。
It is only like a comparison, an analogy for us to understand.
那我们从第十六节去看到，在神所设立的婚姻里面，那妻子和丈夫是怎样他们怎样联合在一起的呢？
So in verse 16, we saw that God is talking about this marriage that he ordained, and we need to ask, how is the husband and wife actually united?
那丈夫与妻子联合成为一体，其实是借着身体的联合。
A husband and his wife becomes one or united through the bodily union.
那是神所设立的性关系，其实是非常美丽，也是圣洁的。
Actually, sex that God created, is holy and is beautiful.
当丈夫跟妻子在身体上连接起来的时候，也代表他们的生命从此以后成为一体。
When a husband and wife are united, through sex, they actually they become one.
那意味着他们生命就不再分离了。
That's actually talking about how they will no longer be separated.
那可惜的就是现今的社会，很多男男女女他们对性的关系是非常的随便的。
But it's a great pity that nowadays a lot of people actually have a very casual view of sex.
在身体上面结合并没有代表他们是完全将自己交给对方的。
Their union of their bodies through sex doesn't mean they are actually entrusting their whole lives to the other person.
所以很可惜神所设立的婚姻跟这个性的关系常常在人的手里就变成扭曲的一种的状态。
So it's such a pity that what God created, whether it's sex or marriage, have become distorted when it comes to in the hands of human beings.
所以我们首先看到丈夫与妻子成为一体是就是身体上这样的一个方式去达成的。
So first point we learned that a husband and wife are united through the body, their union in sex.
那我们要问，如果我们跟基督的联合就也好像婚姻一样的时候，那一个人是怎样跟基督联合在一起的呢？
Now the next question we got to ask is, if our union with Christ is compared to a marriage, compared to the union between husband and wife, so how are we united with Christ?
那一个人与基督的联合是借着什么建立起来的呢？
So, it is through what that we are united with Christ.
那我们来看一节经文。
So let us look at another passage.
在使徒行传的十七章三十四节。
Acts chapter 17, verse
34. 那我请,
But some men joined him and believed, among whom also were Dionysius, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them.
那这里我们看到有趣的一件事情。
Here we see an interesting thing.
那中文 他有说信的主，其实主在原文是没有出现的。
Here in Chinese, it actually said believe in the Lord, but this doesn't occur in the English translation.
那英文是比较贴近原文，是与他联合也信了。
The English translation is closer to the original, and it's just the word believe.
那这段经文是描述保罗在雅典传福音的时候，当有些人听到他所说的，那他就与他联合信了他。
And this passage is talking about when Paul was in Athens and some people heard his message and then they decided to join him and believe.
那这个字贴近他其实是刚才我们在上一节经文看到与主联合的这个联合。
Here when you see the word joined, it's actually the same word as united that we saw earlier.
所以在我们在这里看到联合与信心有一个平衡。
So here we see a parallel between united and faith, believe.
那当我们去想我们与基督的联合是怎么建立起来的，其实就是透过我们的信心。
So as we consider this question, how are we united with Christ? It's actually through our faith.
那圣经里面信心的意思就是一个人没有保留的去给出自己。
In the Bible, the definition of faith, of our belief, isThat we give unreservedly of ourselves.
是没有保留的去委身给神，给基督。
It's our commitment to God, commitment to Christ without any reservation.
那确实，当我们去思想一个男士跟女士他们结婚是怎么样的时候，那确实他们都会说 Yes, I do, 是吧？
And indeed, when we consider what happens in marriage, The husband and wife, they would say, "Yes, I do" on the wedding day.
那丈夫并他的意思不是说，是的，我以后 I do， 我就会做这些的家务事。
Well, when the husband says, "Yes, I do," it doesn't mean that he's just promising, "Okay, I'll do all the housework."
那 "Yes, I do" 是什么意思呢？
What does "Yes, I do" mean?
其实就是指他愿意将他整个人没有保留的去给对方。
He's actually talking about how he's going to give his whole life to his wife.
那同样，我们与基督的联合也是借着信心。
And similarly, our union with Christ is through faith.
那首先，我们愿意对神有这样没有保留的委身。
First, we are willing to commit our whole lives without reservation to God.
那我们顺服他的时候，也愿意委身给他所立的救主，就是耶稣基督。
And as we obey him in faith, we also commit our whole lives and without any reservation to Christ.
那在神的救恩计划里，他是借着基督去拯救我们。
Because in God's great plan of salvation, it is through Christ that he saves us.
那当一个人有这样的信心，向神，向基督没有保留的去委身的时候，那他就与基督联合在一起。
So when a person has such faith, where he's willing to commit his whole life without reservation to God, to Christ,Then he is united with Christ.
从洗礼开始。
And the beginning point is from his baptism.
那当他一直与基督联合的时候，他就在这个救恩的神的救恩计划里去经历神各样的工作跟他奇妙的大能。
And as he continues on in this union with Christ, he will continue to experience God's amazing power on this road of salvation.
那接下来我们要问一问，那一个与基督联合的人，他是怎样的一个人？他的生命的状态又是怎样呢？
Now let us ask another question. A person who is united with Christ, what kind of life direction or purpose of life does he have?
那我们继续用婚姻的这个图画去思想。
So let's continue to use the picture of marriage to help us understand this.
去思想我们与基督联合。
And to consider our union with Christ.
那当比如说 Kenny 跟 Celine 他们结婚之后，
So let's take for example when Kenny and Celine got married.
他们就为这个家庭一起去付出努力。
So they both worked very hard for this new family that they set up.
他们一起为他们女儿 Ernestine 去思想。
And they spend a lot of time thinking and planning for their daughter Ernestine.
他们生命是有同一个方向跟目标。
So they share the same goal and direction in life.
两人是同心一起往前行的。
So the two of them are actually moving forward and with the same heart.
那在婚姻里面是这样的一个图画。
So that's a picture of marriage.
那我们与基督联合之后呢？那这个那我们的状态会是怎样的呢？
So how about us? When we are united with Christ, what should be our condition like?
那耶稣他同样有他关心他所操心的事情。
Well, Christ of course has his concerns.
那他也有他生命的方向跟目标。
He has his life direction, his goals.
主耶稣在约翰福音的四章三十四节这里说，耶稣说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
In John chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus said, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
所以一个与基督联合的人，他同样也会分享主耶稣所挂心的事情。
So a person united with Christ will surely share the burdens of Christ.
就好像在婚姻里面，妻子也会挂就是跟着丈夫去有同一个方向和目标。
So it's just like in marriage, the wife would share the same goal and direction of his husband, of her husband.
这里我们看到主耶稣他的方向跟目标就是去遵行神的旨意，成就神的工作。
So here we see that the whole life purpose direction for Jesus is to do the will of God, to accomplish God's work.
那一个与基督联合的人同样也会有这样的生命的方向。
So a person who's united with Christ should share the same goals as well.
所以怎样知道自己现在是跟基督联合在一起的，是不是这样的状态呢？
So how do we know whether we are united with Christ today?
所以从刚才我们以上看的，我们就知道可以去省察自己是否持守像神像基督没有保留的这样的信心。
First, we can check whether we do have an unreserved faith commitment towards God and towards Christ.
那我们是否也与耶稣基督分享一样的生命的方向？
And we can also check whether we share the same life direction and goals as Jesus.
去行神的旨意。
And that is to do the will of God.
那我们接下来再去看更多一点，那与基督联合的人，他是怎样的一个人？
And let us continue to look further into how a person united with Christ should be like.
那在哥林多前书的十一章二十五节这里说饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood.Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.
那这句话是在主耶稣上十字架之前在最后晚餐去向门徒说的。
And this was what Jesus said just before he had to go on the cross at the Last Supper.
那这里谈到主耶稣谈到这个约是用他的血所立的一个新约。
Here it talks about this cup is a new covenant in his blood.
所以我们也明白过来，一个与基督联合的人，也是一个借着他与神立约的一个人。
So from here, we understand that a person united with Christ is someone who actually has made a covenant with God through Christ.
就好像旧约摩西是神把他兴起来。
It's just like how Moses was raised up by God in the Old Testament.
当他去到以色列民去向他们传达神的信息的时候，以色列民顺服了他归从了摩西。
And when Moses passed on God's message to the Israelites were willing to obey and believe.
那摩西也带领着以色列民去进入到与神的这个约的关系当中。
So Moses was able to lead the Israelites into the covenant with God.
那这个约我们现在知道就是我们圣经的前半部分，这个称为这个先前的这个约，旧约这个部分。
And we know that this covenant that we are talking about is actually what we normally refer to as the Old Testament, the former covenant with God, and is recorded in the Old Testament.
那在这个约底下，以色列民就称神为他们的神那神也看他们为自己的子民。
So in this covenant, the Israelites are able to call God their father, and God is happy to call them His people.
那也是借着摩西带他们进入到这个约当中。
So it's through Moses that the Israelites entered into covenant with God.
那所以那些与基督联合的人，基督也带领着他们，去跟神，立约。
So those who are united with Christ are also, entering into covenant with God through Christ.
那他们也是在神的约底下面的人，是神的子民。
So they become children of God, people of God under this covenant.
所以这里我们又多看了一点，那些与基督联合的人，他们生命状态是怎么样的。
So here we see, or we understand a bit more about how a person united with Christ is like.
那这里谈到神要立这个新的约，那新的约的内容又是什么呢？
So here we talk about the new covenant, and we need to understand what's the, content of this new covenant.
那其实在旧约的时候，神曾经说过。
Actually, in the Old Testament, God has already foretold us.
在耶利米书的第31章31还有33节这里说，
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 31 and 33.
亚伯说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。亚伯说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Behold, the days are coming, declares Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Verse 33. For this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares Yahweh. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
那在这里我们看到亚伟神在他的新的约里面，他要把他的律法放在人的心里，要写在他们的心上。
In this new covenant, we see that Yahweh God is going to put his law within his people, to write his law in their hearts, on their hearts.
换句话说，他要在人的心里面做改变的工作。
In other words, he's actually going to transform their hearts.
那神是怎么样去帮助我们心里面有这样的改变呢？
So how does God actually achieve this transformation of our hearts?
那我们看一看一节相关的经文。
Let's just look at another passage that's related.
那我们就请 Grace 帮我们用英文读出在以西结书的36章26到27节。
Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 to 27. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh,and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules.
所以这里很美丽的一段经文，我们看到在神的新的约定里面呢，他这个改变的工作是借着他的灵来成就的。
So we see a very beautiful picture here, and God is actually doing this work of transformation through his spirit in us.
通过他的灵，那一个人的实心好像变成了肉心。
Through his spirit, he's going to transform our heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
那也是因为有着他的灵的改变的缘故呢，这个人也可以去活出神的话语。
And because of this powerful work of the spirit in us, transforming us, we have the power to carry out his commandments.
那他也改变我们，所以也帮助我们想到新约的一句话。
So he continued to transform us, and this reminds us of a verse in the New Testament.
相信大家也是非常的熟悉。
And I'm sure all of you are familiar with this verse.
在哥林多后书的5章17节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and the new has come.
所以当我们看这节经文，现在就会更深入的明白为什么是这个情况了。
So now as we read this verse again, we would understand even more why this is so.
这里说若有人在基督里。
Here it says, if anyone is in Christ.
换句话说是那些与基督联合的人。
In other words, these are the people who are united with Christ.
他就是新造的人。
Such a person is a new creation.
为什么是新造的人呢？因为刚才我们已经看过，是基督带领着我们进入到这个新的约里面，跟神的约里面。
Why is he a new creation? Because Christ actually led this person in, to enter into covenant with God.
那这个新的约的内容就是神要将他的灵赐给我们，改变我们的生命。
Christ actually led a person into the new covenant with God, where God's Spirit transforms our hearts.
那使到我们可以活出他的话语，成为他的子民。
So that we can actually live out all His word and be His people.
那所以从刚才我们的经文看得到，一个与基督联合的人，他也同样是一个领受神的圣灵、神的灵的一个人了。
So from the above passages, we see that a person who's united with Christ is also a person who receives the Spirit of God into his life.
那这样有神的灵在他的生命中去改变，去使他成为新造的人这样的一种状态其实是蛮有缺据的一个状态。
And when you think about it, a person who's received God's Spirit and have this new life in him should be someone who has true assurance.
意思就是说，圣经的教导那靠着神的灵那我们已经开始有这个能力去活出来。
Because according to the teaching of the Bible, a person who has received the Spirit of God has the power to live out His word.
那当然，这个也是一个更新改变的一个过程。
And this is what we call renewal, the process of being renewed by God.
那美丽的就是一个与基督联合，一个领受圣灵的人。那还有一个原因是，他是蛮有这个缺据的。
There's another reason for saying that a person who's truly united with Christ does have assurance in salvation.
那这个我们看一节经文，在以弗所书的1:13-14。
Let us look at Ephesians chapter 1:13-14.
你们进既听了真理的道，就是使你们得救的福音，也信了基督，就在他里面受了所应许的圣灵作为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直到神的产业得熟，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit.Who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of His glory.
所以，当我们详细的去看在圣经里面一个与基督联合的人是怎样，那与基督联合的含义是什么的时候，我们发现哇，好多美丽的事情我们就经历到了。
So as we deepen our knowledge and understanding of our union with Christ, we actually discover there's so much beautiful, so much beauty and exciting things in God's salvation plan for us.
当我们与基督联合的时候，神救恩计划很多美丽奇妙的地方都是与基督联合有关联的。
So a lot of exciting things in God's salvation plan cannot be separated from our union with Christ.
当我们与基督联合的时候，我们的生命方向就不再一样生命不再活在虚空，而是分享主耶稣同样的生命的目标。
So when we are united with Christ, we no longer live in a sense of emptiness. Instead, we share the same goals and direction with Christ.
那我们也因着基督的缘故，与神能够有一份约的关系。
And because of Christ, we know that we are in a covenant with God.
那生命是被神去改变。
Our lives are continually being changed by God.
好像一个新的创造一样。
We are a new creation.
那这里又更加告诉我们，我们也是蛮有确据的，因为圣灵就好像一个印记一样。
But here it talks about us having this seal of the Holy Spirit, and that shows this assurance that we have.
那什么？这个是什么意思呢？为什么与基督联合的人，他们接受了圣灵，就好像印记一样呢
？So what does it mean that a person who's united with Christ has actually received the Holy Spirit as a seal？
那这个印记就是去表明我们是属于神的。
This seal is to confirm that we belong to God。
那这个圣灵也除了好像印记一样，那也这里也谈到凭据，产业的凭据。
Other than being a seal, here it also talks about the Holy Spirit being given as a pledge.
那就好像定金一样。
It's almost like a deposit that we've made, we've paid.
如果你要买一个房子，那表达你的 这个真诚的诚意，那你就会付这个定金。
For example, when you are purchasing a house or an apartment, you need to pay a deposit, don't you?
表达你将来是会就是全副的去达到这个约这个契约里面的合同的。
That means by paying the deposit, you are promising that you'll pay the full amount.
那同样神他也赐给我们圣灵作为这个救恩的这个你可以说是一个凭据一个定金。
So similarly, God has given us the Holy Spirit as a pledge, almost like a deposit.
那些与基督联合的人在最终可以得到这个救恩的全部的内容。
Promising us that those who are united with Christ will eventually receive the full promises in God concerning salvation.
神的救恩将会完全的成就在他们的身上。
God's work of salvation will be fully accomplished in these people's lives.
所以当我们去看与基督联合这个题目的时候，就发现好多美丽的神的救恩计划就向我们显明了。
So as we study this topic concerning our union with Christ, we discover a lot of beautiful things in God's promises concerning salvation.
那另外一点关于与基督联合那当我们用这个婚姻的图画去默想的时候是这样子的。
Another point concerning our union with Christ in light of the picture of marriage.
当一个男士跟女士结合的时候，那这个女士妻子呢？当他们进入婚姻的时候，要叫丈夫的爸爸妈妈为爸爸妈妈，是吧
？So when two people get married, the wife would start calling her in-laws, her parents-in-laws, her own father and mother, right?
当然，你可能说岳父岳母，但是其实你是把他看成是自己的父母亲。
Some people might in Chinese might still call them, oh, my father-in-law, mother-in-law, but actually you are treating them as your own parents.
相信大部分人都是直接称他们为父母亲爸爸妈妈这样。
And I believe most of us would actually just call them dad and mom directly, right?
就像我娶了 Grace, 那我也跟着她去怎么称呼她的爸爸妈妈。
So just like me, after I got married with Grace, I started calling her parents my own daddy and mommy.
那 Grace 就是叫她的父亲为 daddy, 叫她的妈妈为 mommy, 那我也是这样子去称呼。
Because Grace normally calls her parents daddy and mommy, so I started using the same address terms as well.
那同样的，在我们与基督的联合里面呢，那主耶稣是称神为他的父亲。
And similarly, in our union with Christ, we see that Christ calls Yahweh God his father.
那主耶稣的父亲也成为我们的父亲，所以我们称神做我们的父。
So the father of our Lord Jesus also becomes our own father, and that's why we can call him our heavenly father.
那主耶稣的神那也成为我们的神。
So the God of Jesus Christ also becomes our God.
所以主耶稣曾经在他要升天之前说我将要去我的父那里也是你们的父那我要去我的神那里也是你们的神。
So if you remember, just before Jesus went to be raised and be with God, after his resurrection, he actually said, oh, I'm going to my father's, who's your God as well, who's my God and your God.
这一点也是非常的宝贵。
And this is a very precious thing.
我们可以称我们的造物主为我们的父亲。
That we can call Creator God our Father.
所以，在罗马书的八章十五到十七节。
In Romans chapter 8, verses 15 to 17.
那我为大家用中文读。你们所接受的不是奴仆的灵，使你们仍旧惧怕；你们接受的是使人成为四子的灵，使我们呼叫阿爸父。圣灵亲自如我们和我们的灵一同证明我们是神的儿女，既然是儿女，就是后嗣，是神的后嗣，也和基督一同做后嗣。我们既然和他一同受苦，就必和他一同得荣耀。那今天我们诗歌第一首也谈到我们是呼求阿爸父啊，那这个原因就是我们是与基督一同做后嗣的。
If you recall, the first song that we sang today also talks about calling God our Abba Father. And the reason is that together with Christ, we are all going to be heirs of God.
那另外原因也是我们在基督里、与基督联合的时候也领受了圣灵、这个灵在这里说到是使我们呼叫阿爸父的这样的一个、使人成为后嗣的一个灵。
And another reason is that because in our union with Christ, we receive the Holy Spirit, and it's through the Holy Spirit that we can call Abba Father.
所以我们看到与基督联合不单单意味着进入到这个与神的这个新约里面成为他的子民，但是更加的就是我们不单单只是神的子民，同时间也是他的儿女。
So we see that through our union with Christ, not only are we entering into a covenant with God so that we become God's people, we actually become God's children.
那在这一节经文里面同样的一个圣经的教导就是得救确据是、与基督联合也出现了。
So if you notice in this,towards the end of this passage, you will see concerning the true assurance in salvation,is also to do with our union with Christ.
那这里又再一次的出现了。
So we can see this appearing again.
说我们和他一同的受苦，就必和他一同的荣耀。
Because here is talking about we suffering with him in order that we may also be glorified with him.
就是说我们现在与他联合，那我们就有这个确据，在将来有一天，我们也必和他一起得着荣耀。
That is to say, if we are united with Christ today, we have the true assurance that we will surely receive glory together with Him in the future.
所以让我在这里总结我们今天的分享。
So let me summarize my message today.
那我们从圣经看到得救的真确据是来自于我们与基督、现在是否是联合着。
From the Bible, we clearly see that true assurance in salvation comes from our union with Christ.Right here, right now.
那圣经帮助我们去清晰地明白与基督联合是怎么一回事。
And the Bible shows us very clearly what this union with Christ means.
那是借着用这个、男女间婚姻的这个图画帮助我们明白。
First, the Bible uses a picture of marriage, that union between the husband and wife, to help us understand our union with Christ.
那我们看到一个人，他借着信心，借着对神。对基督没有保留的这个委身、能够与基督建立起这个、成为一个身体。
So first we see that when a person is willing to commit his life to God and to Christ without reservation, he is united with Christ, becomes one with Christ.
特别是从这个洗礼、开始的。
And that's particularly from baptism.
那与基督的这个联合也意味着、整个生命方向的改变。
And our union with Christ also means a total change in our life direction.
那我们所挂心的也是、耶稣基督所挂心的神的心意，还有、别人的救恩。
So Christ's concerns and burdens for mankind's salvation also becomes our concerns, our burdens.
那主耶稣基督也带领我们进入到与神的这个新的约里面。
And Jesus Christ leads us into this new covenant with God.
在这个约里面，神要使人、成为一个新的创造。
And in this new covenant, God wants to make us into new creation.
那是借着、他的灵。
And that's through His work, the work of His Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit.
所以与基督联合的人呢，也是一个领受神的灵，生命被神更新改变的一个人。
So a person united with Christ is also a person who receives God's Spirit and experiences transformation of life.
那他也一同与基督称、亚伟为我们的天父。
And he's able to call God his own father, just like how Jesus Christ would call God his own father.
所以希望透过今天的信息、我们从圣经里面可以清楚地明白圣经里面谈到真正得救的一个确据。
So I hope that through today's message, we can see clearly how the Bible teaches us about true assurance in salvation.
是在乎我们是否现在是与基督联合在一起的。
The key lies in whether we are united with Christ today.
那最后我想跟大家分享一个提醒。
And as I close, I want to give a final reminder, a word of warning.
那既然圣经描述我们跟基督的关系好像丈夫跟妻子的关系，
Since the Bible describes our union, our relationship with Christ, as a relationship that's similar to husband and wife.
那婚约在犹太人的习俗里面是非常的稳固的。
And we know that in Jewish custom, marriage is a very secure matter.
那甚至他们的订婚的时候呢，其实都已经开始称对方为自己的丈夫或者是妻子了。
And even when they are engaged, or and they would already start calling each other their husband and wife.
虽然在他们的习俗里面，订婚到真正的去发生身体上的这个关系是有一年的时间。
Even though in their custom, according to Jewish custom, from the point of their engagement till their actual union in marriage, it takes about 1 year.
那这当中，这个丈夫跟妻子是分开住的。
And during this 1 year, the husband and wife actually live apart.
但他们是看对方为自己的丈夫或妻子的。
But they actually treat or call each other their own husband and wife already.
不好像今天我们有一些人订了婚，但都可以反悔，只要把结婚戒指，就是订婚戒指退回去就可以了。
Unlike today, engagement is not a big deal, and if you change your mind, you just return your ring, right? Your engagement ring.
所以婚约在犹太人的文化里面是非常的稳固。
So marriage is actually very secure in the Jewish belief.
但是有一个提醒，就是有唯一一种的情况，这个婚约是可以被瓦解的。
But I need to warn you about one situation where even marriage would be broken.
不论是在订婚的这个一年的期间，还是在之后的这个婚姻里面，有一种情况是可以被瓦，这个婚约是可以被瓦解的。
Whether it's during the engagement period or whether it's the actual marriage itself, this covenant of marriage can still be broken on one condition.
就是当其中一方不忠心犯这个淫乱的罪的时候呢，那这个婚约是可以被瓦解的。
And that's if one of them commits adultery, then they have the right to divorce each other.
大家可以想起圣经圣诞节的故事，约瑟他知道玛利亚怀了孕的时候，他就要暗暗的去休她。
So you would remember from our Christmas play that we did, youth group did, that when Joseph discovered Mary being pregnant and thought she had committed adultery, then he had plans to dismiss her quietly.
所以这个原因就是可以解除婚姻的这个唯一的原因，就是当其中一方犯了奸淫的罪。
So the only condition where a marriage vow or covenant can be broken is when one or both parties commit adultery.
那主耶稣在他的教导里面也曾经谈过这一点。
And Jesus in his own teaching had talked about that as well.
所以对于我们的提醒是什么呢？
So what is the warning or teaching?
虽然我们跟基督的关系的这个联合是如果你已经全心全意在洗礼的时候我献给神，我献给基督，是非常稳固的。但是有一种的情况是，这个约是可以被瓦解的。
So even though we can rest assured that our union with Christ, we do have this assurance in salvation when we're united with Christ, and yet there is still one scenario where our relationship with Christ or this union, this covenant can be broken.
那就是当一个人犯了这个属灵的淫乱的罪。
And that's when a person commits spiritual adultery.
那有两点跟大家分享，因为时间的缘故我们就不会详细的去看，但如果想记下来的可以回家去看。
Because of time constraint, I can't go into detail, but I'll share with you briefly 2 points, and you can follow up on these points when you get home.
什么叫做属灵的这个奸淫呢？
What does spiritual adultery mean?
那一种呢，可能就是他一个人故意的去离开神，被这个被约。
So one scenario is someone who deliberately turns away from God. He actually goes against his vow, the covenant.
有可能不是用口说，而是用行动。
It might not be through words, but maybe through his actions.
那他可能又回到罪里面，而且不去悔改。
So once again, he falls back into sin, and he's not willing to repent.
那有可能到一个地步，那神就要解除这个约了。
So up to a point where God has to break this covenant with such a person.
所以也是对我们很大的提醒。纵然这个与基督的联合是很有确据的，但是我们要小心，不要落入在属灵奸淫的这情况里面。
So this is a serious warning for us, despite the true and secure assurance that we have through our union with Christ. We have to be careful not to fall into such situation where we would end up, because of our spiritual adultery, that we would lose our salvation.
那这个经文是在希伯来书的十章二十六节。
And you can look up Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26.
那第二种的情况就是圣经用以扫这个例子去提醒我们。
And the second scenario is through the example of Esau.
那以扫本来是长子，他有可以承受这个属灵的长子的祝福。
Esau was the firstborn, and he was supposed to be entitled to all the blessings and inheritance as the firstborn.
但是他却轻看这样的一个祝福，是用他的这个长子的名分去换取一碗的红豆汤。
And yet he was so indifferent to this privilege. He actually exchanged he was willing to exchange this privilege as a firstborn just for a bowl of soup.
所以这样属灵不忠心的情况也有可能是一个人他轻看的在神里面这样子美丽的福分，而是用这样去去想去换取世界上其他物质的享受。
So the reminder here is that a person might be like Esau, who's actually careless and they fail to see the precious promises they have in their salvation, and they're willing to exchange their salvation for material things, for temporary things.
那这个提醒是在希伯来书的十二章十六到十七节。
And this reminder can be found in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 16 to 17.
那我鼓励大家，如果有机会的话，可以好好详细的看。
So I encourage all of you to take a good look at it when you get home.
那我今天跟大家的分享就在这里结束。
So I'll end my message today.
希望大家听过今天我们一起看圣经，就对真正的这个得救的确据不再陌生。
And I hope that through today's message, none of you would feel unfamiliar with this idea of true assurance of our salvation.
是在乎我们是否现在是与基督联合在一起。
Our true assurance lies in our union with Christ today.
好啊，那我们用一个祷告结束我们今天聚会的时间。
So let us pray and conclude today's service.
邀请 Grace 为我们祷告。